From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento's economy goes well beyond a single city and county. It encompasses urban, suburban, rural communities from the valley to the Sierra. The greater Sacramento region spans eight counties, and that includes Sacramento, Yolo, El Dorado, Placer, Nevada, Yuba, Sutter, and Colusa counties. In all, it's home to more than 2.5 million people. But while each contributes to the overall economic well-being of the greater Sacramento region, the demographics and the needs of each county can vary greatly. A new poll wants to understand some of the most pressing issues facing our region, focusing on building an economy that works for everyone. The Inclusive Economy poll was fielded by the nonprofit Valley Vision in partnership with Sacramento State's Institute for Social Research. Evan Schmidt is the CEO of Valley Vision and joins us now with the results of their public opinion poll and how the results will be used. Welcome back, Evan.
Thanks, Vicky. Great to be here.
So for those who are unfamiliar with Valley Vision, how long has the nonprofit been around and what is your mission?
Thank you. Yeah, so this is actually our 30th anniversary, and we're a regional nonprofit, and we focus on livability in communities across our Northern California capital region. And we do that by focusing on what we call our triple bottom line values. That's economic prosperity, social equity, and environmental sustainability. And we work across a variety of different topical areas. We always bring collaboration and data into everything that we do.
You do a lot of public opinion polls. What value does this add to understanding and finding solutions to the needs of our region?
Yeah, this is an initiative that we've had with Sac State Institute for Social Research since 2017, and it really gives us insight into what's going on with people across the region. We've been able to pull on some of the kind of most pressing issues in the region. That's been transportation, civic amenities, the environment, education and workforce, livability in general, and now economic equity. And it really gives us a look at people's experiences and perspectives, and allows us as an organization to be responsive to them, but we also do a lot of communication with policymakers and other people who are shaping investments and programs to help support the people of our region.
This public opinion poll that the results were just released, it's about economic well-being for our region, and this is a first of its kind poll that Valley Vision has done. It's also in conjunction with We Prosper Together. What is We Prosper Together?
We Prosper Together is a regional initiative around inclusive economic development. So the state of California is investing millions of dollars into regions across the state to help us support inclusive economies at the regional scale. Valley Vision is leading the capital region effort. We have right now a $5 million planning grant where we're investing in community-led economic development that helps support a low-carbon, sustainable economy. So we're halfway into the program, and then we're going to have an additional $20 million or so for our region to support capacity building and implementation to reach our vision around an inclusive economy.
So are there organizations and other groups that are part of this eight-county initiative?
Yeah, we have over 150 organizations that are part of our coalition. We have over 20 funded partners that are doing things like research, community engagement, strategy building on the local scale across our eight counties, communications, and other things.
You mentioned that the public opinion polling has been around since 2017, so it's a newer part of Valley Vision since you've been around for three decades. What role does Sacramento State play and its Institute for Social Research?
They've been just a longtime great partner around the technical aspects of polling. So they do the administration of the poll. They help us bring the analysis together. And then we really team up on looking at what are the major themes that are coming through and how do we analyze this and make it relevant to the community at large.
So let's get to the inclusive economy poll. These are the most recent results that across the eight county region. What inspired a poll like this?
Well, because of this theme around inclusive economy, it's an opportunity for us to really look at the way our economy in the region is functioning in a different sort of way. So when we think of traditional economic development, we think about bringing businesses into the region, we think about creating jobs, but you don't always have this more holistic lens at how are people across the region plugging into these efforts, what's the type of economy that we're trying to grow, and how do we make sure we're not leaving communities behind? And so that's really what this poll was about. It was looking at these different factors of inclusive economy and translating that to a household level. So we looked at things like workplace discrimination and how equitable our economic opportunities for households across the region. We wanted to look at things like access to financial resources and tools, so we asked questions about that. We wanted to know about social mobility, so we thought about, do people have access to the opportunities that they need for training, education, and job growth? And finally, really thinking about, are households stable in their finances? So can they weather emergencies? And what's their level of security when thinking about their finances, as well as do they have a positive outlook on where their finances are going to lead them in the future?
Yeah. And I just think of the eight counties that encompasses the greater Sacramento region. I mean, from Sacramento, Yolo, El Dorado, Placer, Nevada, Yuba, Sutter, Colusa counties. There should be a song for that. I've been to each of them. It goes about an hour north, an hour and a half east. They are all so unique and different. So can you walk us through the thought process of crafting polling questions for counties and communities that can be different demographically and have different needs?
Well, you're absolutely right. It is such a large and diverse region in so many ways. And when you think about the types of cities and communities and landscapes that we have, it's everything from urban Sacramento to our suburban ring to rural landscapes to our mountain landscapes. We included Nevada County as well as Placer and El Dorado. That's inclusive of Tahoe. So really different experiences for people across the region. And I think that the questions landed differently in different places, right? We saw a lot of need in our rural areas that didn't necessarily come up as much as in our urban areas, including things like broadband access. That was a big issue across our rural counties. I think also when you're crafting, you know, economic priorities, you really have to think about the different types of things that people are doing across our region. So some of our landscapes are really dominated by tourism or food and ag, while others, in other places, we're thinking about manufacturing and thinking about the types of industries that are supported by a more dense population.
How did you reach out to people in these counties to have them participate?
Well, that's part of Sac State's job, and they send out more than 100,000 postcards to people across the eight-county region and inviting them to participate in the poll. People are incentivized, so we offer gift cards for people to do it, and we're able to bring in this case, we had over 1,500 people to take the survey. And we had a 2.3% margin of error, which means that we have a pretty high degree of confidence in what we got back. And the data that we have reflects the communities and the population at large.
Before we dive into the specifics, you know, as you take a look back, what is the main big message that you take away from this inclusive economy poll?
That's a great question. I think one of the things that we learned is that people do actually have a pretty common vision about what they're looking for and how they want to grow the economy. So this idea of an economy that benefits everyone, that was the top priority, which is also the top priority for our initiative, for the We Prosper Together initiative. So that was a great match with us. And we also saw a lot of consistency around wanting a clean and green economy. This has been really consistent across all the polls that we've done since 2017, where people absolutely value their green spaces, open spaces, trails, any of our natural amenities in our region, and show a really high degree of concern about climate change. So having a green, climate-friendly, equitable economy was really what we saw come through across the whole region, which is very consistent with the program that we are we're managing.
I love that, because cost of living is such a challenge for so many people in California, especially including across our region. And I could just imagine you're just trying to keep one foot in front of the other. And that can lead a person to become understandably insular and when they think about economic well-being. But what I'm learning from you is that, yes, of course, people want to more than financially survive. They want to thrive and they want upward mobility. But they also realize that they're thinking of themselves in a larger community and doing it all together.
That's right. And that's that common vision part of not just how do we want to grow for ourselves, but what do we want our communities to look like and what kind of actions do we need to take to build a thriving economy for everyone? I will say that across the board, we saw a few barriers and things that were really getting in people's way. And I think maybe the biggest one is a lack of access to high quality jobs. And we've saw that in the poll, and we've also seen it in some of the other data that we've collected around some of the assets and challenges in our economy. So we had 41% of residents identify a lack of high-quality jobs as one of the biggest barriers standing in the way to them reaching financial well-being.
What is a high-quality job? Is there a definition of that?
Yeah, that's a great question. A high-quality job pays a living wage. It offers benefits and it offers mobility, so the opportunities for promotion and things like that. And in the We Prosper Together initiative, we've taken a deep dive at what is a living wage in different counties across the region. And it does differ according to where you live. But, you know, we're really looking upward of $63,000 or so for to be able to support a family in our region.
Hmm. I was also, I guess what struck me, I wouldn't say I'm necessarily surprised because we talk about food insecurity a lot on the show, but you also looked into food access remaining a critical issue. What did you find when people were surveyed?
Yeah, we found that close to a quarter of our residents are food insecure and don't always have the food that they need, that they require. And this is consistent, unfortunately, with polling that we've done in the past and other polling that's gone on across the region that despite our, you know, the fact that we're the farm to fork capital and that food and ag is one of our dominant industries, we still do really struggle with food insecurity in this region. And this issue of being able to meet basic needs, this is a huge barrier to things. You know, we're talking about thriving economically and how are we building our economy. But ultimately, we need to address the basic needs that we have in this region in order to even think about the building blocks of job creation and things like that.
A piece of this also is you ask people about their understanding and their confidence when it comes to like an ecosystem of the economy, you know, being able to participate in the market, you know, buying or selling, exchanging goods, maybe becoming a business owner themselves and also feeling comfortable and confident within financial systems like savings and banks and investments. That's interesting. What did you find from people who responded to those questions?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yeah, these are all really, this is this idea of financial inclusion and how well do you understand the tools that you have and how much are you using them. And we found that people, for the most part, are investing in their own retirement accounts, and that's great, but the thing they lack the most knowledge about is investing in general. We also saw a lack of savings accounts and things like that for unfortunately many people in our region.
It can be hard to save.
Yeah, no, exactly. So at least a third of the people indicated that they would not be able to cover the cost of a $400 emergency, so because they don't have the savings to do it. So that's a huge issue, and as well as that idea of investing in your future.
Yeah. The polling also really illustrated as well just the interest in wanting to have these skills, having this knowledge and this confidence, even if they don't have it currently. And I think about financial literacy, and you even talk about having a deep interest in career transition, in upward mobility. I mean, if you are one of these agencies, organizations within these eight counties, they take your survey results, your poll, how do you hope they use it so it doesn't just stay on a page, that it actually affects real change?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why we did this poll, really, actually, was to inform this project that that we're working on. And so we need to translate these results into programs across our region that really address the needs that we're seeing. So this idea of creating high-quality jobs is very much anchored in the We Prosper Together initiative. And so we're looking at where are our key industries where we have space for growth and then building up strategies to be able to grow those industries. So those include things like manufacturing, and we've seen a lot of momentum in this region around that. Managing and dealing with our working lands, including our food supply chain, professional business services, including information and technology, and looking at our research and development assets and making sure that we're building jobs around that. So really thinking about where do we have space to grow and diversify our economy, because that's where people meet opportunities and we're able to grow more jobs to meet people's needs. But that's not all that it takes. We're also thinking about inclusive pathways into training programs and into job mobility opportunities. And then finally, reducing barriers that people are seeing. So looking at what's really getting in the way for people. And some of these issues of economic empowerment are really important. These are foundational building blocks. And so as we're working on this project, we're going to be investing in other nonprofit organizations or other types of projects that support the goals of the program around economic equity and inclusive economic development. So we're really poised to be able to put resources into addressing these barriers and really looking at where we have assets and growing those for the region.
Yeah, I mean, you cover a wide range. But what does this poll not show that you want to dive deeper into?
Well, I think, surveys always are the beginning of a conversation, not the end. And so when we're really getting into what is the lived experience that people have around economic opportunity, particularly what types of jobs do people want and where's the opportunity, where do they want to follow the opportunity? And then how do we really connect that into what's available in the region? So I think this survey doesn't really get at that, those types of questions. So I think really understanding where people want to go and how we can connect that with actual opportunities.
Finally, Evan, you're going to be at an event. People can actually talk to you. You're going to be at the Suds in Solution event. It's Thursday, May 8th with Solving Sacramento. That's a nonprofit newsroom that we are a partner with at CAP Radio. And it's called Building an Economy That Works for Everyone. So I imagine you're going to continue to talk about this poll.
Yes, absolutely. I will be there. I'm really excited about it. And we'll have some of our other project partners there to talk about their role and the work that they're doing. It's going to be a really interesting conversation.
Evan, it's always nice to see you.
You too. Thanks, Vicki.
Evan Schmidt is the CEO of Valley Vision, discussing the nonprofit's latest poll looking at the economic well-being of our 8-county region. That includes Sacramento, Yolo, El Dorado, Placer, Nevada, Yuba, Sutter, and Colusa counties. Up next, a Sacramento-based doctor used burnout and chronic stress during the pandemic as creative fuel to craft a debut fiction novel, drawing inspiration from her own immigration story between the U.S. and India, studying human nature during stress and sickness. We'll learn about her new book, Dry Spells. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.